Tomorrow, those who love a good political show will turn their attention again to the New York State Capitol. Albany has been in disarray for a week after Republicans staged a parliamentary coup to take over the state Senate. They lured two Democrats to join them, but haven't been able to actually take control. New York Democrats have called the move illegal and are fighting it in court. NPR's Robert Smith joins us now from New York. I feel like it should be some kind of boxing title. What happens tomorrow? The thriller in Albany.
Exactly. We're expecting both legal and parliamentary fireworks tomorrow. On the legal side, there is a judge who has threatened to intervene in this case. He said, unless the Democrats and the Republicans can get their act together over the weekend. And so far, we have seen no progress this weekend. Apparently, there have been secret meetings, but as of yet, we do not know that anyone has agreed who's in charge. So there's that that's pending out there. And then the Republicans are saying that they're going to hold a session tomorrow anyway. Now, they tried this on Friday, and it was a disaster. There were protesters outside blocking the entrance, and when they finally got in, the Republicans couldn't do anything because the Democrats had locked away all of the legislation in a drawer. And the Republicans didn't have the key, so they're going to try this all again tomorrow.
All right. Getting their act together, is there anything that might resolve this before the court gets involved? A court? Any court?
Well, it's coming down to one man, a Democratic state senator known as Hiram Montserrat from Queens. Now, this guy initially sided with the Republicans in the coup. And then he sort of got cold feet and he started to meet back with the Democrats and the Republicans and the Democrats. Well, anyway, this guy holds the balance of power in New York State. And let me tell you a little bit about him. He's an ex-Marine. He's an ex-cop. And he's well known around the state because he was recently arrested and indicted on charges of domestic violence. He allegedly smashed a glass in his hand and slashed his girlfriend's face. Now, he says it was an accident. But it's worth noting that his political future in the state hangs by this thread, because if he's convicted, he's going to be booted out of the Senate. So this is the guy that everyone needs and that all the parties are courting all weekend long. They need his vote.
What happens if State Senator Montserrat's feet get cold again and he goes back to the Democrats?
Well, the Republicans can't pull off their coup without him. But the catch is the Democrats can't retake control either. It becomes this 31-31 tie. And this is sort of a nightmare scenario because of our old friend, the former governor, Eliot Spitzer. You see, normally a lieutenant governor in the state breaks the tie. But we have no lieutenant governor in New York because the lieutenant governor, David Paterson, became the governor when Eliot Spitzer left. So 31-31 tie. There's no one to break the tie. We don't know who's in charge to even gavel in a session. They're expecting sort of gridlock until maybe elections next year.
And briefly, I mean, how is the state surviving this governmental paralysis?
We're embarrassed, for one, and there's all these bills that are pending in Albany that need to go through. I mean, there's sales tax that it's expiring. There's the legalization of gay marriage. There's mayoral control of the schools in New York City. All this stuff is stacking up as the Senate can't accomplish anything. And there's one more thing. The president of the New York State Senate is first in line to replace the governor. And as of right now, we don't know who that would be. So Governor Paterson has said that he's not going to leave the state until this is resolved.
NPR's Robert Smith in New York. Thanks a lot, Robert.
You're welcome.